all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton, and you can catch me on Your Harrogate Radio every single weekday between 10 and 2. With Easter in mind, we love to save you money. How about a half-price day out to Eden Camp, maybe? Or what about half-price family tickets to Thornton Hall Country Park? Or even Thorpe Perro Arboretum? There's loads to go at. Click vouchers at yourharrogate.co.uk. Now on the radio, we say we're all about the best of life in Harrogate, and we continue with that theme in these podcasts too. This one, very topical, because March is B Corp month. I don't know if you've come across any B Corps, but there are some big names such as Ben & Jerry's, Patagonia, Innocent, Mindful Chef, to name but a few. I've been speaking to a couple of local businesses, and also in the studio, Charlotte Holmes, the External Comms and Community Investment Manager from Harrogate Springwater. And first of all, to explain what a B Corp is, Sarah Jones, the founder of Full Circle Funerals.
So B Corp, it's a certification process for businesses. So it provides a structure for businesses who are trying to be a business for good. So doing good things for the people who work in the business, for the community, for the people that they serve, their customers, for the planet. And it's a process where you can sort of self-assess, and then there is an external validation by B Corp to see whether you meet the criteria for being a business for good, and then you become certified as a B Corp. So that's one of the key parts of the B Corp movement. And then the second bit is that it's a community. So as people or organizations become B Corps, then they can coalesce locally. So you can become part of a B Local, and then you become a community who are like-minded. You've got some really kind of basic language and principles that you all share because you've been through the B Corp certification process, and it's a perfect space to share good practice and learn from each other and talk about local things that might be relevant. So certification process and a community for business for good.
Okay, so I would imagine that being that part of community is quite a good, strong reason as to why you both wanted to become a B Corp, Charlotte?
Absolutely. There's so many benefits for being a B Corp. It attracts investment, attracts top talent, helps find business from other B Corps who might want to work with responsible suppliers. It helps motivate your staff, staff retention. We conducted our own research across Yorkshire at the end of last year, and we found that B Corps can attract new customers. The results showed that 41% of people were more likely to buy products from a B Corp certified company. So there's clearly appetite for people to change their buying decisions based on how companies operate.
How many are there? Can any size of company become a B Corp, or how's it work?
I think there are around 8,000 globally, and 2,400 of them are in the UK, and I think around 50 in Yorkshire. Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, 50. I think 54.
It's growing yeah. Fast. And it is a relatively new certification. I think B Lab UK started in 2015. So it's growing at a huge rate. And I think people will see, you know, when you're out and about in the shops, you'll see the B Corp logo, you know, on a lot of products now. In terms of size, any business can be a B Corp, whether you're a startup, a sole trader, to a multinational. You go through the same process for certification. I think some require additional requirements if you're a larger company or in a sensitive industry like ourselves. But anyone can get involved. In the B Yorkshire community, we have recruitment consultants, a dog food business, coffee, textile manufacturers, a jewellery business. So it just shows the extent of you know, the different industries that are currently B Corps.
That's great, isn't it? How varied it is, really. And fantastic that all these different people from different backgrounds are coming on board. So how long did the process take then, Sarah, to actually become a B Corp?
So Full Circle is a small owner-led business. So that makes it in many respects much easier, because it means that as you're going through the process of understanding what you're doing well and maybe what you need to think about doing differently to meet the standard of the assessment, as a small business, it's a lot easier to kind of make those decisions quickly, affect some change. So actually, for us, it all went relatively quickly. And I would say from start to finish, from being aware of B Corp and wanting to be one, about 9 months. But that was 3 years ago. And I think, as Charlotte said, it's become, it's much greater awareness amongst businesses and consumers. And there are many more businesses wanting to become B Corp. So I think it can vary a little bit. And businesses from the B Corps I've spoken to, some people decide to just go at it quite slowly and see it as quite a long journey and only kind of press submit after quite a long period of time when they've done a lot of work and a little bit further on. Or then you've got people like me who like to just hit the button quite quickly, who maybe do that front end bit quite quickly and then get through the whole thing a bit quicker. But the beauty of it is you make it work for you. It's a really clear structure. And it's what I really liked about it is it's because it's so broad. So it's not just about planet or just about fair trade or just about people. It's really broad. And the beauty of it is that you can kind of pick it up and prioritize the assessment at your own speed and pace, depending on where you're at and what you're looking for.
Were you quite surprised at how quickly it happened? Or I'm getting the picture just watching you talk there. You're a bit of a go-getter. Once you've decided you're doing something, Sarah, it's like, right, I'm going to make this happen now. Come on, crack on, speed the process up.
I think the big thing, when we go out and we meet people who are, I think the term is be curious. So businesses that are maybe thinking that they might like to be B Corps, but haven't quite kind of decided if that's the right journey for them. I think the big thing I would like to share is that it's hard in that it's a demanding standard that you have to meet, which is good, but it's really, really doable because it's structured in such a clear way that it's really clear what you need to do. It's really clear for you to assess what you're doing and what you're not. The beauty of it is the way the point system works is that you see what you get points for. So it's really clear. This is what I'm doing now. And actually, if I want to get more points, ergo, it must be better. I need to do this thing. And then you decide whether to do it or not. So I love that simplicity. Okay, so this is what I do now. And but I'd like to do more. Well, that's what that looks like. And then I can choose to do that. But yeah, I'm not the most, I definitely have a sense of urgency about things, but it does work. And I wouldn't want people to feel overwhelmed that it's too hard or too labor intensive, or it's really achievable. And the beauty, I've never met a community where people are so happy to help you. If you say, gosh, I don't have an ethics policy written down because I only have two people in my business, well, someone will send you theirs. We didn't have a supplier code of conduct, and I thought, gosh, that's gonna be a lot of work. One of the other B Corps just sent me theirs and I could edit it. So it's a really, really supportive community because it's in everyone's best interests for us all to do better.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm founder of Loft and Daughter, which is a purpose-driven jewellery and lifestyle brand.
And whereabouts are you based, Katie?
I'm currently based up in Moulton, just on the outskirts of Moulton in a tiny little village that probably no one's heard of.
Very good. Nice part of the world, though.
Yeah, it's very picturesque and laid back and lovely, yeah.
Good stuff. So with regards to becoming a B Corp, why did you want to do it?
I knew I wanted to become a B Corp before I even started my brand. I think that especially nowadays, it's so hard to kind of cut through all the greenwashing and everyone is quote an ethical or a sustainable brand. But it's often kind of hard to, when you do the digging, actually unearth what that means. So for me, it was just a case of, I knew I was doing all the right things and I've always tried to be really transparent and honest in everything I do, but I just wanted that kind of stamp and seal of approval to kind of prove that I'm putting my money where my mouth is. And especially when I saw how robust and difficult the application process was, I knew it was something that I really respected. So whenever I saw that a company was a B Corp, because I knew how much work went into it and how much they kind of dig into every area of your business, I knew it was a company that I could trust. So it was that reason really that I just wanted a nice kind of stamp of approval to prove that I'm doing what I'm saying I'm doing.
And since you've had that stamp of approval, how have you found the whole process? What's it been like?
I only got certified in September. So it was a really long process. So I had the application open, like I said, before I even started my brand. So it was kind of on my desktop from about 2017, but it was such an overwhelming process that it just took me so long to actually find the time to knuckle down and do it because I was in the process of starting up and setting up my business. So it was one of those important but non-urgent tasks that just kept getting left on the table. All in all, it took me probably over 3 years to certify. But yeah, I finally got certified in September. And I think for me, the biggest thing is a sense of community. So just like running your own business, it can be quite lonely and isolating. And the book stops and starts with myself. So sometimes you don't really have anyone else to turn to. But it's nice to have a community of other B Corps who are all really willing to share knowledge and experience and resources. So that's been the biggest thing for me, is being part of that B Corp community.
And that support, Charlotte, must be absolutely fantastic. And I mean, with regards to the cost of becoming a B Corp, is there a huge cost to it? Any cost at all?
So there is a one-off submission fee of £250 when you start the process, but going through the B Corp assessment form online is completely free. If you become a certified B Corp, then there's an annual certification fee, and that's essentially a license fee to use their logo. And that is based on your total revenue. I think the fees start from £1,000. So it's also worth noting that you have to recertify every 3 years, which is the standard to ensure that there's continuous improvement. So it's a great thing to be able to see that you're continuously trying to do business for good.
For us, it was about wanting to be better. So having a structure by which I could think about how we could do things better and try and have a better impact. And it provides a structure for that. It also gives you a very clear shared language about the terms that people are using when they're talking about things, which was really helpful internally, but externally. I mean, as Charlotte mentioned, more and more people want to work for an ethical business. So a B Corp certification is a way that people who want to come into the business can do their due diligence and check they want to work for you. Less so for me in funeral care, but I know for lots of other B Corps, it's also important to their customers. So it gives them, I guess, a competitive edge and a bit of a USP. So as people want to buy more ethically, they might want to buy for them as a B Corp. And then it's this becoming part of a community and learning and getting better. So they would be, to my understanding, the main reasons why people might be motivated to go through the process, pay the fees and be part of the B Corp movement.
My name's Matt Welsh. I'm from a local textile manufacturer called Textile Mania.
So Matt, being a B Corp then, where did the idea spring from and why become a B Corp?
Many years ago, my previous business, I was having dinner with a friend one night and he mentioned his business was becoming a B Corp. I'd never heard of it, and he kind of explained the whole thing to me. And he worked for, still works for, a coconut water company. And it was fascinating. I kind of liked the idea of having a certification that was not only local but global. You know, it wasn't UK or European based. It was something that was internationally recognised, that measured not only the environmental performance but the social performance of a business. And it was more of an overarching way to manage your business as well.
And since becoming a B Corp, how has it helped?
We're yet to see, because we're quite early into it. What we are noticing is there is a great community. You know, there's a lot of people are B Corps. The word itself, the understanding of what being a B Corp and how hard it is to become a B Corp is starting to become more recognised as well. So more and more people are hearing about it and understanding what it is. So it's really starting to help. I think it was the right thing to do.
And are you finding yourself encouraging other local businesses across the Harrogate district to actually look into it and maybe consider becoming a B Corp themselves?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend anybody, you know, particularly if you want to work internationally. It's a good way to kind of, you know, get some recognition. And I think locally, yeah, I think I would, you know, look to try and support and encourage anybody to join the movement.
And with regards to that B Corp community that I know is on the build through the likes of yourself and Charlotte and Sarah too, how are you finding it and you know, ways in which it is showing signs of building?
Definitely. Even in the past weeks, you know, being introduced to Charlotte, etc., you know, it's great. I'm starting to kind of see a very local community, being invited to lots of events, lots of like lunch and learns, you know, lots of opportunities to kind of join team calls, etc., with other B Corps and talk about what they're doing.
And for yourselves, what next for the company?
Well, we're trying to grow in the US, which was B Corp was quite a good, for us, a good, a good certification to enable us to, you know, go into a market where the, you know, really tough competition, but there aren't many B Corps in textiles. So growing our business in North America is a big thing for us now.
Is there any particular reason for that, that there isn't that many textile companies that are B Corps?
I think, you know, it's difficult to get. It's a very, very hard certification to get, and it measures everything. You know, it looks at your whole business, your, you know, how many, you know, it looks at how you treat your staff, if you offer, you know, all kinds of perks for people to do voluntary work, and not just do you have an environmentally conscious product. It's how you manage your business, how you treat your staff, you know, your policies with your supply chain as well. So it looks at every single part of your business. And I think in textiles, a lot of businesses have been going for a really, really long time. There's a lot of legacy. And I think sometimes that's hard.
And just finally, with regards to the B Corp movement, as it were, locally, is there anything that you would like to see happen?
I would encourage anybody to have a go, to look into it. There's a really simple online scoring system. It takes, you know, an hour, maybe a couple of hours to go through it. You can go through it. You're not committing to anything. You get an idea based on where you think your business is of how hard it would be to get the accreditation, how many changes you'd have to make. But I feel the changes are relevant. They're good things to do, you know, more voluntary work. You know, these are things a lot of companies want to offer their staff, you know, the opportunity to explore.
All about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
So, Sarah, you're part of the Be Local community. What exactly is that, and how can other people get involved?
So the Be Local is a group of certified B Corps, and then there is also a thing called a B Leader. So that's someone who has been trained and accredited by B Lab to help businesses become certified. So they don't call themselves consultants, but that's probably the easiest way to, you know, they can help a business to go through the B Corp certification process. So for people who are listening, who maybe feel it's a little bit daunting to go on their own and work it all out, there are people out there who can help. So they are called B Leaders. So B Corps and B Leaders join together in what's called a B Local. So ours is enormous. It's Yorkshire and the Humber. And then as a group, you decide what you want that community to do and what you want it to feel like and what events you want to put on. So the Yorkshire and Humber Be Local. So we have, as Charlotte mentioned, there's a couple of social events, which everyone is welcome to. So the idea is there that people, so I would encourage anyone who thinks, oh, that sounds kind of interesting, but I don't know enough about it, come to one of the socials. It's really informal. It's very relaxed. You can speak to lots of B Corps at the same time and get a sense of why they did it. What have they gained from it? Is it worth it? Then we run some learning events. It's about kind of sharing good practice. I think Charlotte mentioned supply chains. What's been really great for me is as soon as you actually spend 10 minutes with people, you realize that you've got all the same challenges in doing the right thing. We all worry about our suppliers. We all worry about, are we doing the best by our local communities? We all worry about whether we're helping people who work in the organization to thrive. We've all got the same worries, regardless of what it is that we do, whether we have a product or a service. And there's lots of shared learning and people saying, you know, actually, you know, how we try and make sure we have an ethical supply chain. These are all things that actually we can all do, regardless of whether we're in drinks or funeral care or jewellery. And for people to get involved, the socials are the first place to do that. Or just reach out to a local B Corp and say, I'm really interested in this. And I'd be really surprised if they don't offer you an hour of their time over a cup of coffee to answer your questions.
So have you gone to the extent of having a B Local community Christmas party? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Did it? Brilliant.
Of course it did. Yeah. Well, it was a Christmas social. Does that count?
Yeah. It was a Christmas party, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And we've done some kind of, you know, walks, because it's always nice to kind of be out and about, isn't it? And there's been a bit of kind of volunteering together. There are, for B Corp Month, one of the coffee companies has offered to supply free coffees. People can kind of have coffee mornings all over the place. So yeah, there's loads of, and there's more, like any community, it just takes time and energy to build it because we're busy, aren't we? And there's so much going on and it just takes time. So it's still pretty fledgling, but there's increasingly more and more things going on and people can dip in and out and pick what they like. And there's so many B Corps that for any business listening, there will be someone out of that 54 that you probably immediately think, actually, my business really kind of relates to that. I'm going to be interesting to hear whether it's been worthwhile for them to do. It's not the only way to be a business for good. It's one tool and one way that Charlotte and I obviously feel have been really great for us and our businesses. But you'll find someone in that community you could have an interesting conversation with about business for good.
And I'll open this up to both of you. With regards to B Corp Month, what are going to be the main benefits? What are you, either of you or both of you, hoping to get from B Corp Month throughout March?
For me, it's awareness. It's to get people to understand more about B Corp, what we do, business for good. You know, even if you're not ready to start the B Corp journey, you can still use the B Corp principles to be a business for good. So it's really just getting that message out there and that we're a great community within the Yorkshire area, and come and join us.
Yeah, so I guess that if you're a business, then be a business for good and come and do it with a group of people who want to do the same. But this is really relevant to everyone because everyone buys stuff. And even if you don't work for a business or run a business, if you are interested in buying more ethically, then becoming aware of B Corp and what that stands for, if that's something you identify with, then yeah, go and look for the B Corp logo. You find it in all sorts of places. I found it on my pasta the other day. I was like, oh, trick me, bought a B Corp pasta. So yeah, buying ethically from a B Corp or with other marks is something everyone can do.
Yeah, and if you are interested in learning more about B Corps being part of the community, then if you visit Yorkshire Bee Local, if you Google that, then we have an Eventbrite page that you can sign up to the mailing list. We have got a few events coming up in March, which celebrates B Corp Month. We've got one specifically on the 20th of March, which is a panelist event, which is open to everyone who's interested in learning more about B Corp and being a business for good. So be great if you could come and sign up.
So yeah, sign up to the Eventbrite page. If you'd like to be added to the event mailing list, or if you've got any questions or just want to know a little bit more, then you can drop me a line. And my email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at fullcirclefunerals with an S on the end, .co.uk. Your Harrogate.